Any smell map of London would include the scent of curry. London's got a solid reputation for Indian food. It should. Britain spent more than a century ruling India, so the British capital better know a thing or two about good Indian fare. But you don't think of the typical Indian restaurant in London as classy or expensive. Well, food writer Steve Dolinsky is just back from across the pond, and he sampled some of the more upscale Indian restaurants in London, places that are now picking up their share of Michelin stars. And Steve says these restaurants are both classy and expensive.
I mean, we're talking $130 tasting menu, six courses. One of these places I went to called Benares, which is in the Mayfair area, very posh, next to a Rolls-Royce dealership, if that gives you any indication. Super sophisticated servers in suits carving tandoori, whole tandoori chickens, table side that are rubbed in red chili. Really beautiful presentation. And all these places have one thing in common. They all have interior decorators, because I've never seen Indian restaurants so beautiful like I saw when I was in London. But really, really elegant presentation.
So the most interesting place you ran across is a place called Dishoom. Tell us about it and how they kind of take Indian food beyond what we usually know about Indian food.
Yeah, Dishoom is really, really interesting. So it's based on these Irani cafes that came from the old Aryan Irani chai khanas, literally tea houses. They could be found along the Aryan trading routes. And so I spoke with the owner, Shamil Takrar, and we talked a little bit about kind of where this tradition came from.
So Iranians have been coming to Bombay for centuries, but a recent wave of immigration in the early 20th century were called the Iranis, and they subsequently set up cafes in Bombay. There were maybe 400 or 500 of these cafes by the 50s or 60s, but sadly now they've died out. These places have enormous affection in Bombayites' hearts. People love them.
You said these cafes are also known for being totally democratic. You'd have a taxi driver next to a prostitute, next to a politician.
Indeed, that's right. And I think that, I mean, in a way, these cafes, because of when they were started in the early 20th century, they were some of the first places that people went out to eat as leisure. That wasn't really done before in India, unless you were very wealthy, you know, a kind of white person ruling. But these spaces, as a result, became very welcoming of all sorts of people. And because of the Iranis were outsiders, they welcomed everybody. It wasn't a Hindu place. It wasn't a Muslim place. They were kind of outsiders, so everyone could come in, and they didn't have any problems with letting everyone in.
That's Shamil Takrar, the owner of Dishoom, the restaurant in London. Steve, I had no idea about this Bombay connection with Iran, former Persia. It's kind of an Iranian snack bar adapting Bombay cooking. I mean, is it a snack bar in appearance in London?
No, they've really give you the sense that they have picked up a cafe from the 1940s or 50s and transported it to London. The beautiful tiles on the floor, the sort of worn wooden chairs, the lazy ceiling fans up above. So clearly they spent money on the design, but in terms of the prices, very reasonable. You're talking, you know, $5 to $15 for many of these items. So in the morning, you'd have a bun masca, very simple. It's an Irani cafe classic, just kind of a toasted hot bun outside, slices of butter inside, dipped into some spicy chai. That's it. But they're really known for this bacon naan roll. So this is where naan, obviously the ubiquitous flatbread you see in every Indian restaurant, and they bake these to order. But because you're in London, they're known for bacon sandwiches. And so they combine a little bit of bacon inside this naan, add a little bit of cream cheese and herbs, but then going back to the Indian side, some chili tomato jam. So you kind of have that sweet to counteract that that richness, that fattiness from the cream cheese. And this is something that costs $5.
I doubt the Iranian pedigree of this restaurant would have endorsed the bacon naan.
They probably wouldn't have, but this is what Shamil really prides himself on, that they've taken this concept and then they've adapted it, you know, for the London audience, because they certainly bring, you know, a little bit of British into it. Just little things like, you know, berries you'd see in Persia. Very, very important to have barberries, but you can't find those in London. So they're going to put cranberries in one of their dishes. So they make little adjustments to kind of adapt for the local audience.
All right, Steve, I'm going to put you on the spot. Best thing you had in any of these Indian places you ate at in London?
I had this incredible lunch at Moti Mahal, which is near Covent Garden. Really elegant lunch. I had a couple of things. A little baby chicken that was rubbed in red chili spices, cooked in the tandoor, and then a green chili braised rabbit, which I'd never seen in an Indian restaurant before. But, of course, everything there better with, you know, a beautiful raita, that cooling yogurt, some basmati rice, a little bit of paratha or naan, and then some cumin-spiked cauliflower. And then to drink, instead of a Kingfisher beer, honestly, I would have something like a German Riesling or Gewürztraminer, which really counteracts that spicy food well.
Steve, you know how to live, man. I want to be you just for one day.
All right. We'll figure something out, man. I can work on that.
Food writer Steve Dolinsky, just back from London, where he's been sampling some pretty upscale Indian food. Great to speak with you, Steve. Thank you.
You too, Marco. Thanks.